Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the incident of the Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu an, on the occasion of the expedition of Tabuk. And we have reached this point in this incident, in his experience that he had, this experience where he delayed in going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the army had returned. And then we know that the difficulties that he experienced, that wahi was held back for 50 days. The day after 50 days, after the 50-day period, now the glad tidings was given that their tawbah has been accepted. And when this glad tidings was given, it was after Fajr Salah, then a person ran up the mountain and he screamed out the glad tidings that he had heard. And then immediately, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he fell into sajda. And then another person galloped, full gallop, on his horse to go and give him the good news. So he said that the person whose voice had come via the mountain came before the person who galloped. So as a gesture of appreciation, what he did was he borrowed another set of clothes and he had given his clothes away. It was the only clothes he had, but he had given it out of appreciation for the good news that had come to him. So this is where the incident continues, that he said, I then left with the intention of meeting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was Sahaba. That the most exciting part, the most exciting thing out of everything was going to meet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a condition that he is happy with me. That was the most, that was the thing that was on the mind of Sahaba the most, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be happy with us. So he said, I then left with the intention of meeting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Along the way, groups of people met me and congratulated me on the acceptance of the Tawbah and said to me, congratulations on Allah Ta'ala's acceptance of your repentance. Until I entered the masjid. Now look at this excitement that was felt in Madinah Sharif at that time. It was not only felt by him and felt by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was felt by all the companions. Just by the reaction of somebody running up the mountain, somebody galloping on a horse, as he's walking to the masjid, people are embracing him, people are congratulating him, almost like it was an Eid day. So many people were congratulating him. In other words, that happiness that he felt, everyone felt. Now this is a Muslim society. This is a society wherein love is prevalent. If somebody is happy, everyone shares in that happiness. Somebody is sad, everyone shares in that sadness. So he's explaining that as I'm coming to the masjid, groups of people started coming to meet me. And they congratulated me, congratulations on Allah Ta'ala's acceptance of your tawbah, until I entered the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with people around him. Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu hastened towards me, embraced me and congratulated me. By Allah, none of the other muhajireen besides him stood up to meet me. Ka'b radiallahu anhu never forgot this act of Talha. And he, this one person, when the groups of people were coming out to meet him, then when he came in the masjid, then he saw that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with some sahaba. So out of those sahaba that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu woke up from that gathering of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rushed towards him and met him. It struck so much of enjoyment in him that this person, look at that, what he had done, he had woke up from the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he came in, he met him. This way he said, I'll never forget this act of his. Then he says, when I greeted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his face was beaming out of happiness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face was also excited. He says, his face was beaming out of happiness. He said to me, glad tidings to you on the best day of your life since your mother gave birth to you. Best day of your life. From the time you were born, Allah Ta'ala has accepted your tawbah. So this now, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that glad tidings be to you on the best day of your life since your mother had given birth to you. I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, is this from you or is this from Allah Ta'ala? Now look how concerned they were. In other words, is this now coming from your side or is Allah Ta'ala from his side forgiving me? So worried he was. So then he replied, no, it is from Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, no, it is from Allah Ta'ala. Whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be happy, his face would shine as if it was a piece of the full moon. This was how we would recognize his happiness. So he's mentioning that Nabi alayhi salam was happy. We could see from his face that he was so happy. He would be like as though his face was a piece of the full moon. So brilliant, so glittering, so shining his face would be. Then he said, when I sat down in front of him, I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, part of my tawbah is that I will give some of my wealth in charity to Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, part of my tawbah is I'm going to give some of my wealth. Now this was genuine tawbah. I'm going to give my wealth also, part of it, and I'm going to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and give some to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that he can do what he wants to do with it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, retain some of your wealth, as that will be better for you. I said, I will retain my share that I have received from Khaybar. I then said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala has saved me on account of my honesty, and part of my repentance is that I will speak nothing but the truth for the rest of my life. By Allah, I do not know of any Muslim whom Allah Ta'ala bestowed with anything better than what he had bestowed me since the day I had mentioned this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now he's recalling that since the day that I was honest, I went and told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I had no excuse. I just delayed and delayed and delayed. So I was honest. And at that time, other people were coming with excuses. We did about 80 people came with different excuses. And then his own family was taunting him, why you don't make an excuse? Make an excuse, you will also get saved. So here he is explaining the benefit of truthfulness, the benefit of being honest. He's saying, by Allah, he says, I never intended speaking a lie since I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam until this day, and I hope that Allah Ta'ala will protect me from speaking lies for the remainder of my life also. He said, I make dua, Allah Ta'ala will protect me from speaking lies for the remainder of my life. What he had done is when those 80 people came, they made excuses, they went away, Rasulullah just made dua for them. His family told him, why don't you do this? He said, no, I'll speak the truth. And he was firm on it. So that's why he says, I do not know of any Muslim whom Allah Ta'ala bestowed with any better thing than he had bestowed me since the day I had mentioned this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a great, imagine getting the glad tidings from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. Everyone was now happy with him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was happy with him. So he said that nobody had got such a favor like this. In other words, in his explanation, in his understanding of that excitement that he received by the glad tidings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was worth 100% speaking the truth. And he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, part of my tawbah is I will continue speaking the truth. Continually, no such thing of ever not speaking the truth. So one thing we learn from here is that a person who's honest, it may seem difficult initially that, hey, I have to be honest, I have to come forth, I have to be forthright, I lost out on whatever extra, but Allah Ta'ala will give you such a thing that money can't buy. Happiness and the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no amount of money in the world can buy that. So Allah Ta'ala will give a person such enjoyment, such happiness, such things that money can't even buy, just by being straight and being honest. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. وميك عمل سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.